Pat. Yeah, sorry to jump in there. I thought you ran right over me.
WB9GKZ and a vintage sideband net from K9KEU, John in Williams Bay, Wisconsin. Today on the KWS1 75A4, I guess we're running 600-700 watts, something like that, into a dipole at I think it's at 55 feet today. Anyway, I was trying to think of a really bad equipment story that I had, and doggone it, I think I've put them out of my mind. I know I've had some real duds, and that's putting it politely, but doggone it, I can't think of one. Generally, like John FYL was commenting about, I buy stuff at Hamfest, so I have the opportunity to look at it and smell it and, you know, do all that other stuff. I got a funny story this morning. I tried to check in earlier on the FT-101, which is, you know, my latest vintage sideband acquisition, and I'm calling, and I don't see any indication in plate current. And I looked at it, and I'm peering in the top of it. I don't have any lights in my final compartment, and I do have the heater switch on. So anyway, something went wrong in there. So now I have the FT-101 that doesn't work. I have SR-400 that doesn't work. And I'm back over to this one. The more sideband radios I get, the less I have that work. I guess that's what it's all about. Anyhow, you know, half the fun of it is in fixing them. And I too will be at Jefferson, and I'm looking forward to it. It should be. It's always a great one for a little Hamfest. It really is a good one. So anyway, that's all the blah blah from me, Pat. And it's K9KEU. You gave me an extra A. WB9GKZ. K9KEU.